When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Looking for a time-consuming hobby? How about an invalid excuse to fuck off any social obligations? Well, folks, look no further because I have the solution of all solutions for you. Make a podcast and use Anchor. Anchor makes it easy for you to waste your time and money. I've been with a lot of hosting providers and they all suck compared to Anchor because Anchor is free. Anchor also hooks you up with ads like this one. The other companies don't fucking do that. Buzzsprout still owes me a free t-shirt, but that's beside the point. If you're interested in making a podcast, use Anchor. They make it idiot-proof, so even you can do it. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Do you have any plans for these upcoming holidays? We have a lot going on. On Thursday, May 27th, we have Sunscreen Day.
I'll put some sunscreen that day.
Do you still need sunscreen?
It's funny because I thought
that's a very mediocre commodity.
You know, I'm not full white. My mom is white in terms of skin and not how you say it here in America, which white means a type of person.
That's racist.
My mom is like white, but my dad was like more brown. When I grew up in Venezuela, I didn't wear sunscreen. I don't remember being like a kid and my mom putting me sunscreen. But now I go to the dermatologist, they're like, oh yeah, you have a lot of moles.
Does that have to do with the sun?
I don't know if it's because of the sun. Some is because of your, you know, family, DNA, whatever. My grandma had a beach house and we were there basically every weekend with no sunscreen. So now I celebrate Sunscreen Day. I love that every day has a holiday now.
Bringing awareness to these under-celebrated holidays.
Which I go like, who's making this up?
The only person who might know would be the great and wonderful Wizard of Oz himself.
Is there like an institution?
Yeah, there's
like
a school.
Like a United Nations of...
of dumb holidays.
No, I'm just saying, it's like got somebody that's going like...
Therefore, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Universitatis Comitiatum e Pluribus Unum...
they're going to run out of days.
There can be two birthdays on one day. I'm sure that you can. It's the same, I'm sure. Because is there any stupid holidays that you would create? I mean, not stupid. Just, you know, underappreciated.
Yeah, I mean, I think hamburger day is stupid. Put a pillow in your fridge day. Yeah. What's the point of that? Why do you need to put a pillow?
I liked that one. Yeah. There is no point. It's just like Easter. Oh, not Easter. That was a bad example. I don't know. Memorial Day.
Hey, if that's important to you, I'm cool with it. You know, I just
thought it was different.
Yeah, no. You don't have to celebrate every holiday. So whoever wants to celebrate that's important to them, then hey, the pillows deserve to be on the fridge.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, each pillow is important.
Every pillow counts. Hamburger Day on Friday the 28th. Put a pillow on your fridge day on the 29th. My bucket's got a whole day. I don't know if I am going to celebrate, and that one's on Sunday.
Yeah. So that's just a bucket that has a hole on it?
I don't understand that one, but...
and that became a day?
That's a day. If you could think of a dumb holiday, what would you pick?
Crazy sock day or something like that, or...
oh, I like that. Yeah.
All these holidays are just a good marketing tool. Like if I have a sock store, that's what I thought about. If I have a sock store, I'm like, yeah, I want this sock day. I know I'm going to get a lot of money coming in that day.
I like socks.
We do need socks. I went to a sock store and they had all those socks.
Cool socks.
Very cool socks. Whatever you want. You got horoscopes, you got Harry Potter, you got My Little Pony.
Aren't you forgetting the ruby slippers?
You got everything. I'm selling socks right now.
Incredible. I want to go there. Let's go.
Go there. Just go. Field Let's trip. Go. Let's go.
Did you get anything? Did you see any socks that inspired you?
No, we decided not to get. We're going to get some socks for my little nephew, but we didn't find anything that was cool enough for him. But there were some other ones that I was like, oh, I guess I could get this one. But then I'm going like, when am I going to wear this? I guess now I know when it's crazy sock holiday, that's when I'm going to wear it.
Exactly.
Because I guess that's what people like when you go into like those town meetings where people pitch.
Tonight on Shark Tank.
Hi, Sharks. I'm Shayna, and I'm seeking $500,000 in a 1% equity stake in new holiday options. Well, I know what you're all thinking. More holidays? Yes, but thankfully, these holidays are much more relevant. World Peace Day, where everyone must agree to disagree for one day. Smart Assistant Appreciation Day. I think it's really important that we take the time to give back to our smart assistants and stop taking them for granted. And lastly, Crazy Socks Day. So what do you guys think?
I just think we're going to do great things.
You go in and pitch your holiday.
I really hope that there is a committee for this.
There's got to be.
We represent the Lollipop Guild.
Do you think that the world is moving towards spiritual enlightenment or idiocracy?
Idiocracy, for sure. I think technology has made people think that they're smart or that they know more than they know about a subject because they read something online or whatever.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
For example, on Twitter, somebody could literally be arguing with a renowned doctor and think they're on the same level. A lot of people think they know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And because of technology,
it like reinforces it too.
Yeah, because when you post something and then other people like your comment, it makes you feel like, oh yeah, I do know.
With the thoughts you'd be thinking, you could be another Lincoln if you only had a brain.
And then it's like, no, you don't. You
yeah,
know,
exactly.
So.
And I'm sure a lot of people think that my tweets are really stupid because they are. But at least I know that as well.
When it's entertainment and it's jokes, it's fine. But when you're dealing with science, you start arguing, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. If you found your information from a YouTube video, it might not be.
Yeah, from a blog. Anybody can write a blog. Anybody can make a YouTube. Why is that true?
Oh, I will tell you why. The ocean's near the shore.
I was talking to somebody and he has a different type of podcast. It's more educational. And he was saying that we're moving towards a spiritual enlightenment. And I was like, I don't think so.
And my head, I'd be scratching while my thoughts were busy hatching if I only had a brain.
And why did he say that?
Because that's what he does. And he has an audience. But I'm the opposite end. I'm more of like creating stuff that's dumb. And I have an audience as well.
And then I wouldn't call it what you do, because it's the same thing that I do. Like, it's not,
well, it's not dumb. It's not entertainment. Necessarily educational.
It's not education.
Content.
Yeah, yeah, of course. But I think that's still valuable and that's still thing that people
absolutely.
Need.
I do feel like our conversation has had a lot of substance, but sometimes we'll just be talking about popsicles, you know? And
and
it's fine. But like, I'm like, can I even publish this? This one's really dumb. I'll go back and forth and then it'll do really well in Canada.
Yeah. Dude, I'm the same way. Sorry, I don't know why I call you dude, but...
No, you can call me dude. I'm in California. It's fine.
All right. Okay. But yeah, I write this tweet and I put it in my draft and I'm like, oh, this one's going to be good. It's funny and it's intelligent. Nothing. And then I put the dumbest thing and that one does great. That shows you, you do need both. You can have the one you think is dumb, but some people enjoy that and it's fine. To me, as long as people don't...
Yeah, as long as you're not like in pain.
Yes, yes, yeah. Or they take it seriously that it's like, I'm not trying to be an expert. Don't take that tweet as, well, he said it, so it must be true. It's like, no, that was just a joke, man.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic.
I'm sarcastic a lot, and I feel like some people can't.
Well, it's very hard to be sarcastic in text. It's very hard to gauge that tone. Always in arguments with text because I was trying to be sarcastically funny, and then people read it in their own way. And then
they need sarcastic emoji to follow.
Yeah, or just put parenthesis, this is a sarcastic text.
If somebody knows you, they're going to know it's sarcastic.
True, true.
They only text people who are cool.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much it.
The power went out this morning, and I was in the shower.
It's dark and creepy.
Of course, I don't know, but I think it'll get darker before it gets lighter.
Do you suppose we'll meet any wild animals?
We might, but mostly lions and tigers and bears.
Lions and tigers and bears?
Oh, is your bathroom really dark?
Yeah, there's no window in there.
Yeah, okay. So, and then what happened?
There we have men who are called heroes.
Open the door a little bit. And then one of my roommates brought me a lantern in there. So that was super nice.
A lantern? Well, like, is this,
yeah, 1950s? Like while the shower curtain was closed, he just like.
We haven't got the oil can with us.
It's like a camping. I think it was like.
Oh, got it.
It wasn't like a oil burning. It was.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, like, is this National Treasure? Is your roommate Nicolas Cage?
He is, actually. How'd you know?
Oh, okay. He actually posted something about it. He has a roommate, right?
Yeah, that's me. I told him to tag me in it, but he doesn't want to give me any clout, so it's annoying.
No, he's got to record National Treasure 3, you know?
Yeah, I've been trying to get him to, like, get me in with the biz, but he's just not ready. I was surprised you were willing to do this.
No, I mean, JJ told me he had a great time, so, you know, and we do a podcast together, we're very good friends, so I trust his judgment.
How do you guys know each other?
We were extras on a Nicolas Cage movie. No, we actually have the same manager, and when he moved from England to LA, our manager introduced us, so I went to see him one night at a show, and that's how we met, and then we kind of became buddies.
I gotta get myself a manager. Wait, so who manages who, though? Technically, aren't you the manager?
Well, I manage JJ, and no.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
The manager is your right hand or your left hand that advises you and helps you with everything in your career, but also in other stuff too. You know, like it doesn't have to be just about your career. That's how I see it.
So it's like my mom.
Yeah. Managers are grown-up parents for egotistical artists.
Yeah, for artists who like have made it or are making it.
Yeah, I think because it's funny because when you say I made it, it's like, one of my goals when I first started this was to live off stand-up and acting, which I am. But then obviously I want to always do more and more. So then I feel like I have. But then also society or whatever tells you, like, making it is actually when everybody knows you, when you become Nick Cage.
Well, after this podcast, you're set.
Then I'm set? Okay, then good. Then I'm finally made it.
I've made like $15 almost. So that's like 1 million people listening.
Wow.
Do you have any unhealthy habits?
When I do an edible or smoke some weed, I go into the munchies and then I eat a lot of like salty chips. So I guess that's my unhealthy habit.
That's your habit?
It's not like I do it every day, but like it's, you know.
I didn't think it was a bad enough habit.
Well, if you eat a whole bag of Cheetos, yeah, it is a bad habit. I mean, because you feel like crap next day, you know?
Yeah, totally. But if it's like once in every, I don't know, 3 years, who cares?
It's not like I'm doing it. You see, now I'm getting choked up because I'm eating
Cheetos. Because you're lying. On the topic of Cheetos, a good segue here. Do you prefer Cool Ranch or nacho cheese? And I'm not going to profile you, but I'm just going to go with nacho cheese.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into the Cool Ranch. I never like ranch. I'm not a ranch guy.
I knew it.
That's another American thing. But also, nacho cheese is not. I mean, I would take that, but I mean,
those are the choices.
Sorry,
go ahead. Like, what would you pick if you went to 7-Eleven and everything was on the menu?
Yeah, I think between salt and vinegar and plantain chips and then crackers, like saltine crackers.
And what do you wash it down with? And pretzels, okay.
Sorry, yeah.
Now, no, I'm hungry now.
Now I'm getting excited. You see, I'm actually doing a diet right now, so that's why I was got excited about it.
Oh, no, that was a great answer.
Yeah, and wash it with Coke, Diet Coke, or a coconut water, or if I'm drinking, then beer, any light beer.
You got like a nice little buffet.
Yeah. I mean, might as well if we're going to
YOLO, right?
If I'm going to eat crap, these are my choices.
Absolutely. And I don't think you'll be hungry after that.
I probably won't eat for like a full day the next day, for sure.
Respect. Do you have any ideas on how to reshape any negative perspectives about these habits?
I guess don't do weed.
You could blame it on coronavirus, some kind of scapegoat.
Oh, okay. No, but I think coronavirus made it worse because now you're stuck at your house and there's nothing else to do. So now you're going to eat more.
I mean, there's worse things that you could do with your time, though.
Of course. I don't think I have any other worse habits than eating bad. I drink, but not crazy amounts. Now I'm lost. I don't know what was that question.
Sorry, there wasn't really. A lot of my questions are really bad questions. And I design it like that.
No, I'm glad that we're not doing live because then I could be like, wait, what? Let me just stop before I get
talking. I've recorded with somebody who has a stutter and I cut out every single stutter. And you can't tell. It's like seamless. Yeah. My bad habit, I never put the cap on things. The lid of my water bottles. Like I'm really bad at putting those back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess for me, it's been organized according to my girlfriend. When I get home and take my clothes and just put it all over. Sometimes I leave stuff open too, like in the kitchen. Like I don't close the...
Yeah, I'm really bad with cabinets.
The cabinets, yeah.
Like, I always just leave them open.
Sometimes I just forget. I don't like to close stuff in my life. I like to keep things open. That's why I do it.
Exactly. Open cabinet doors, open heart.
Just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part.
Open mind.
Yeah, open cabinets, open mind. A preacher told me that.
Do you think that there is a correlation between people who don't shut the cabinet doors and people who are open-minded?
Of course, yeah, I do think so. I think that's the key to being open because you're always leaving the door open for an idea to come in, you know?
Absolutely.
Because you're always trying to be creative.
I agree.